Well, thanks everybody for coming out in a smoky afternoon to this throng of supporters. But we do have a lot of supporters, and I think that that's going to be made very apparent in a short amount of time. My name is Chris Ostrander. I lived in at Tolstoy Farm in the community for 20 years. I've been gone for about 4 or 5 years. And I have friends in the canyon, and I have a place in my heart for the canyon. And I also have a place in my heart for sustainable agriculture. And I don't think that spreading a toxic waste and pretending it's fertilizer is sustainable agriculture. We have to think that toxic sewage sludge is going to be created from now on. And these permits, Ernie mentioned this general permit, so the vendor who deposits this waste on land has to fill out a general permit, and then for each location that they dump, there's another permit for the site plan, and those general permits are renewed every 5 years, and so for that 5-year period, for the most part, those biosolids can be reapplied yearly, multiple times a year. There's few limitations on how much goes on, except for how much nitrogen is involved and the 9 heavy metals that ecology regulates in terms of how they're accumulating in the soil from repeated applications of biosolids. There's so much wrong with that whole scenario that ecology only tests for 2 human pathogens as indicators and 9 heavy metals, when we know that sewage sludge contains hundreds of other compounds. Some are medical, some are pharmaceutical, some are industrial wastes, you name it. Although the thing is that nobody knows what they are because it's not one of the 9 heavy metals. So ecology and the EPA just look the other way. And so when I was asked originally just to help protect Mill Canyon Watershed with their website, and I was happy to do that. That's kind of what I do. But I also, the more I learned about the issue, the more passionate I was that it's really time for this whole fantasy of sewage sludge to be used on agricultural fields to come to an end. What's interesting is that under the Washington state law, you're not allowed to call biosolids fertilizer. In fact, you're not even allowed to call biosolids a soil amendment. Biosolids are something else entirely, in a category of their own, with their own set of regulations, which causes other problems because they conflict with other regulations having to do with some fertilizers that are toxic waste-derived fertilizers. They also have limitations on how many heavy metals can accumulate from repeated applications of waste-derived fertilizer, but those measurements are completely independent of the measurements that are taken or that are calculated when you're applying biosolids, so that you could actually put on twice as much heavy metals or more. And the other thing is that what ecology will say is the levels of heavy metals that they approve of in biosolids are so low that it would take years and years and years of repeated applications to reach the level of accumulation of those heavy metals or one of those heavy metals in the soil that would cut off the ability to put any more biosolids on there. But in the meantime, who knows what else is accumulating? We don't know, and it's not tested for. Even the heavy metals themselves are not tested for in the soil. It's all extrapolated from reading the parts per million of the 9 heavy metals from the label. There's no actual testing of the soil for heavy metals or any other accumulating pollutant contaminants that are in biosolids. So, I mean, we all love the fact that the Clean Water Act has created water treatment plants that take toxic sewage water and clean it up as much as they can so that cleaner water goes back into our waterways and it doesn't kill water, aquatic life, and so forth. We all love that. But the cleaner, you know, they've gotten a lot better with the technology. The water is always getting cleaner and cleaner and cleaner that comes out of these sewage treatment plants. That means that the sludge, which is where all the rest of this stuff collects, is getting dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. So I'm not going to read all these bullet points because I handed them out to everybody. There's numerous ways that the whole sludge program in Washington State is flawed and is actually an immediate danger to the residents of Washington State, because ecology is, well, some people say they're not doing their job, and I agree with that. But the other part of the problem is that they are doing their job. And that is that they have been told by the state legislature, because the state legislature voted one day that biosolids are a beneficial thing to use in agriculture. Like, they waved a magic wand. And it's true that in many cases, if you were to spread biosolids on one part of a field and not on the other, that the part with the biosolids is going to be greener. And a farmer likes that. Especially as, I'm not sure exactly how it works. I don't think the farmer gets paid to get this stuff dumped, but they probably get it for free. I'm not even sure how that works. And the other thing that's interesting is that you can go to the Department of Ecology website, and they have various databases, public databases on various polluters and other industries of concern, and you can go in there and look at publicly available information about some of our state's polluters and or industries, but you can't find anything about biosolids except for if there happens to be an open permit application. So I don't know how many, thank you, I'm probably going on too long. I'll get to the point here pretty soon. But there's no way of really easily knowing how many acres of land in Washington is being treated with sewage sludge. That would be a really nice number to have, because I think it's a large number. And a lot of those places have had biosolids applied to them many years in a row. And I fear for the people that live in those areas, for the illnesses that they might be exposed to with their children growing up. And so we started out wanting the permit for Mill Canyon to be denied. And we're past the comment period, and so if we were to even write a letter to ecology, they would probably say, well, it's past the comment period, you know. We can't look at your letter. We can't register your letter. So, you know, we're waiting to know whether they're going to decide in favor or against this permit. Well, hold on. Every community where biosolids are planned to be deposited or have been deposited is at risk in the state. And so what Protect Mill Canyon Watershed is announcing today is a statewide moratorium on any further approvals of the site-specific plans for land application of biosolids statewide. The science has to catch up with the regulations, or the other way around. The regulations have to catch up with the science. The science is out there. It's easy to find reports that describe the hundreds of different toxic chemicals in sewage sludge. It is a toxic waste. What's really interesting is even the rules we're currently under, if your biosolids happen to register a few parts per million over these arbitrary limits for heavy metals that ecology has put into place for whether or not a biosolid has too much heavy metal of one kind or another in it or not. Okay, so if it's over in one of those heavy metal categories, it is classified as a toxic waste, and it's illegal to put it on the land. Well, it's landfilled or incinerated, or, you know, the thing is, something else has to be done with it. It is so toxic, and it's so unknown, because you can't test every batch, and you don't know who's putting what down their drain. It's just absurd to put it on ground, especially ground that's going to grow other people's food. I mean, there are studies that show uptake of some of these pollutant contaminants in the food crops. Why would a farmer want to do that? Why would a farmer want to open themselves up to that kind of liability, that wild card of liability? What if there was a flood, and what if heavy metal laden soil did come down into the canyon? Would Roseman Farms be liable for that? Anyway, so we're announcing a demand for a statewide moratorium on biosolids application. No more permits should be approved until a review of the science is completed. And my guess is, if you did a review of the science, toxic waste would be classified as a toxic solid waste, and it would go to a landfill or be incinerated or some other way of isolating it from the environment, because that's what needs to happen with sewage sludge. It needs to be isolated from the environment. We shouldn't be growing our food on it. So today we're going to start a grassroots campaign, a letter writing campaign. We're going to send messages to the governor and the director of ecology, asking for this emergency moratorium on biosolids applications. That's why we're here today.
It's a letter campaign. How many are you hoping to get? How many letters?
Well, as many as possible. Now, you know, earlier this year there was an interesting episode in Oregon where an organic farm down there was threatened with the county coming in and spraying against their will herbicides on this organic farm. Well, they did a grassroots letter writing campaign. They got 40,000 emails into that little county office in Oregon. Now, you know, there's the upper limit.
Right.
Okay? Does that answer your question?
And who all is going to be writing letters? Members of the canyon?
Oh, we've already got a place on the website where people can just sort of put in their name and email address, and messages get sent right away. We are already going to be partnering with other organizations. The Cornucopia Institute, which is a watchdog organization that tries to keep the integrity in the National Organic Program, has agreed to help us with outreach to let people know about our letter writing campaign with their Washington membership. Safe Food and Fertilizer is an organization based in Quincy. Patty Martin, a former mayor of Quincy, who saved that town from the, from the scourge of toxic fertilizers that were killing livestock and ruining crops back before Washington State had some better regulations. They're not great when it comes to waste-derived fertilizers, but they're better because of, in large part, because of Patty Martin's efforts, and also the Washington Sustainable Food and Farming Network, which I was involved with at the time, which is now called Food Action, and we're talking with Food Action right now about how they can help us with our campaign. So it is a statewide campaign. Everyone I speak to about this is in agreement that. Sewage sludge has no place on agricultural land, and I think that if we can get the word out to Washington citizens, they will also agree and they will act, and ecology will hear about it.
Do you have a deadline when you're hoping to get letters to Director Bell?
No, we don't have a deadline. We're just gonna hit the ground running. Okay. All right. Well. Anybody have anything else to say? All right. Thanks for coming out. We'll see how this pans out. I think the day of sewage sludge applications on agricultural lands are numbered. Thank you very much.
Right on, Chris.